This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
55 seconds to go in the power play. Left wing boards pass on top. One takes on. They score! It's Kulik! Gets a perfect pass of Rusek. One-timer low inside the back post. And the Amherst take the lead.
Play to the corner by Pionk. Circling that second up. Harley!
Rodriguez gets it across. Seth Jones walks in, scores. Seth Jones breaks the ice. Back to Marchand. That one off. Wall in front scores. Anton Lundell. And Florida leads by two. Fitzing 6-1, leading the win. And the defending Stanley Cup champions move on to the Eastern Conference Final. And the song remains the same here in Toronto.
Grazer, watched by Barnable, spins, one hand between the legs, I'm out, I'm not calling any more games, because Chase Grazer just broke my mind. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, Grazer, blocked by Garland, game three coming, what a sacrifice by holding Garland.
So close for the Bandits to a seventh NLL title. They've got to wait and try to nail it down in the third and final game that happens in Banditland Saturday afternoon at 4:30. It was almost a near perfect sports weekend, save for that miss in Saskatoon by the Bandits. Because, of course, on Friday, the Amherst got even in their series. We know what happened in the NHL over the course of the weekend, which has now just four teams remaining, Florida and Carolina, Edmonton and Dallas, as the conference finals begin tomorrow, Marty. Ooh, big exhale here to start the week.
Big exhale. It was a huge game two by the Rochester Americans and it's tight. It's a very tight series, and you know, they bounce back and forth, and Cale Clegg with another goal. I predicted it Friday on the show. You asked me.
You said the odds were like plus two something that he was going to do it in five straight. Is that right?
I'm like, no, I don't remember what I said the odds would be, but I said, he'll get it done. Five straight, let's go, Cale Clegg. And he did, and he got it started, right? A big blast from the point again. And, you know, Rochester had to really bounce back a couple of times where Laval takes it, and then it's Rochester. Yuri Kulik ends up with a goal as well. So it was a good battle. I'm looking forward to game three. This is two teams that kind of can score in bunches and have some moments of good defensive play, although the scores have not, you know, been kind to the defensive side of the game. But I'm really excited for what game three is going to bring in Laval, and four and maybe five. We'll see how it goes.
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, the resumption of this series. And obviously right now it's even at one. So the Amerks are heading to Laval now. And we'll
couple
dive
days
in
early. I like that, Duffer. Usually like you would leave the day before, but no, let's go today.
No. They never, never go to Canada the day before. They always take an extra day.
So. Not in the playoffs, yes. But I'm just saying like regular season, usually you go the day before and whatnot. So now, you know what? You go now. You set up today. Tomorrow you have a practice day in Laval. Wednesday is a game. Thursday practice day. Friday game, and then we see for Sunday.
All right. Well, I was starting on Bandits, but we seem to be in Amerks mode, so I'll stay in Amerks mode here. So let's focus on how they were able to win 5-3. It was. Well, to tell you what, I don't want to muddy the waters. We didn't discuss this ahead of time. They led 1-0. They led 2-1. They were down 3-2. They win the game 5-3.
Yes.
What was your takeaway from Friday night? Who was your takeaway from Friday night?
Oh, my takeaway from Friday night. I'm going to say Zach Rozan, and it's easy to say he had the 3 points, right? He had 2 goals and 1 assist. But it's the way that he played, right? He gets the empty net goal. He got the goal that made it 2-1 in the first. And we've seen Isaac Rozan in Buffalo, and it never really caught any fire, right? And that maybe it's where he's playing and the ice time that he's getting. But at the AHL level, he's one of those really good quality players in all different aspects of it. I thought that was good. And because we just showed the highlight, Lucas Rusek with his goal to make it 3-3 late, very late in the second, I feel like that was a standout moment for Rusek to be able to get that goal. So those are the two players that I would say that stood out to me.
Well, with all due respect, because Rusek doesn't shoot and therefore doesn't score as much as what people would think,
yes.
His pass on the game-winning goal was actually all world.
Yes.
So it ends up being, for me, he was by far the best player in the game. The interesting component to that is, as we discussed on Friday, even though Rozan and Kulik had been on the score sheet in game one, Noah Osland went up to play with them in game one. For me, it seemed to spark them.
Yep.
So my focus on Friday was, what's this going to be like with the three of them starting a game together? It was really good. Osland's playoffs right now, again, for those not paying attention, will look perhaps quiet based on how his offensive production was from January on. Osland, to me, was 1A to Rusek being the best player in the game for the Amerks. He should have had 3 assists within the first half of the game, missed breakaway opportunities, missed power play opportunities by the finishers in those situations that Osland had set up. He played with Kulik and Rozan, who looked better.
Yep.
Until the 40th minute of the game. There was an offensive zone faceoff. Coach Leone decides to put Rusek out there with Kulik and Rozan. Less than 10 seconds later, a diving Rusek bats it in.
Back of the net.
Ties the game.
Yes.
They start the third period together. What you're not reading or seeing in all of this, which was an incredibly impactful third period, Rusek, Kulik, Rozan, was then the responsibility that fell on Osland. He centered 2 different lines as the game went on. And I... veterans in Jobson Murray, youngsters in Wahlberg and Kozak, I believe. But regardless, it was more just his presence. I thought every time you saw the Amerks going up the ice, you're like, well, how did this play start? And if it wasn't a direct pass from Osland, it was him being in a position to like set picks to create the offensive outlet. He was absolutely sensational, in my opinion. And so this is what you're getting right now through 2 games, but more than that, like basically through the first 5 games of the postseason, is what you hoped for from the top guys, because the scoring leaders outside of Clegg are Kulik, Rozan, and Rusek now, obviously.
Rusek, yeah.
By the way, for all of it, which is to say Rusek not getting called up this year, who knows what his future holds? Mm-hmm. So he'll need a contract after this season. Like the last 4 years in Rochester, he's been so good, especially in the playoffs. He has 23 points in his last 23 playoff games. He has 29 in his 33 total playoff games.
Yeah.
Like this is kind of what we were focusing on a little bit on Friday. Like, you need your AHL veterans to match up against Laval's A, and that's exactly what happened. Yes, the kids are doing it, but it was a better game, awesome game from Lucas Rusek, who kind of falls in that tweener mode here.
Rusek needs to be a leader with this team, and obviously it's not just on him. And we talked about the veteran of the Brett Murray, right? And mm-hmm. Mason Yops, and veterans have to be playing that veteran mature game. And mm-hmm. your skills, when it comes to your prospect, have to shine. Like Roseanne and Kulik and those guys have to shine. Auslan, just like Mayu and Reinbacher got on the board in game one for Laval, which puts them over the top. The biggest thing for me is after game one, Coach Leone was really upset with turnovers, with puck management, with the way that they played, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, we cannot play that way. And it was turnovers and turnovers and turnovers. They only gave up 19 shots to Laval in the game. They played much better defensively. And despite the fact that it was 3-3 after two periods, I mean, the shots, you'd given up 13 shots in the game and you're tied 3-3. I think as a team, it felt like a much better overall game. And the coach was pretty, and he's been like that all year. Mm-hmm. He doesn't hold back when he sees something that's bad, even in the win, which was the win at Cleveland earlier this year, that they're like, he was upset with the win because they didn't really play well. They scored like certain goals in the game.
It was a home ice one. It was like 7-3, 7-4, but it just felt like Cleveland was going to keep coming back on them.
He hated the way that the game went, and he basically was not happy after the game. I felt like after game one, he was very critical, mm-hmm. but they hadn't played in 2 weeks. And I thought maybe that's a pass, right? I mean, he's going to give him a pass. They haven't played in 2 weeks. It's game one. No, he didn't give him a pass. And they really responded in game two. I thought that was exactly what we wanted to see from the Rochester Americans in that game.
One of those lines that I was mentioning with the Auslan was on was actually Wahlberg with Hellenius, which is worth mentioning
too, right?
Because Consta is still among the Amherst leading scorers. So, it was just really interesting to see, okay, we're going to get Noah out here with veteran guys and then younger guys. And of course, having started the game with their best players, I just think it needs, based on how we ended the year and talking about, you know, Auslan and what's next. And now we can do so with Hellenius as well, not to mention the always talked about prospects. I just thought it was it's one game. Now it's off to Laval, where they've played really, really well this season. And, yeah, it was a dominant game as far as shots for and against. By the way, tip of the cap to former Amherst and former Sabre, now a member of the Charlotte Checkers, Rasmus Asplund. What?
Oh, yeah.
What a weekend. Okay, so they're already up one game to none on Hershey. Mm-hmm. Asplund scores in the third period to tie it. He scores the overtime winner to put them up two games to none. And then posting about 3 hours ago the birth of their first baby boy. And it's a heck of a weekend for Rasmus Asplund. So congrats to the Asplunds on everything that's happening in their life.
When I saw the post on social media about his goal in overtime and him tying it late and all of that, I didn't even know about the personal side of it. And so then I got to read a little bit more, and they talked about, you know, everything else that's going on. So, wow, what a weekend.
Because if Rochester advances, they would play Charlotte.
They would play
if
Charlotte.
Charlotte can put away the two-time defending champions, and Charlotte is up two games to none as the series resumes in Hershey on Wednesday.
Yeah, and Hershey is never an out. And we saw that last year, when they they ended up playing, a game seven, and Coachella was all the way back on the East Coast because they thought they weren't, and then they had, the whole thing. So, this would be fun. And Asplund, I'm happy for him. Look, it's a player that had this time in Buffalo. It just didn't work out the same way, moved on, but now is finding some success in the AHL, and a successful all-around weekend for him, that's for sure.
And what's noteworthy here, because Carolina has moved on and will face Florida, Charlotte is cut the exact same way as the parent club. Right now, the Checkers are outshooting their opponents 30-22 yeah. in the postseason. That's an 8-shot differential. Carolina leads the NHL with a 9-shot differential. The Checkers have allowed 45 shots in the last 3 games. Yeah. They are so tight and hard to play against, which is why the defending champs are in the 0-2 hole right now. They didn't even get to 20 shots in either of the first 2 games, both losses.
Yeah, and look, I mean, when you give up 15 shots on average, you're going to win games. And that's the thing. That's why I think Rochester did a great job giving up 19 shots to Laval. Now, carry that game on to game 3, mm-hmm. frustrate Laval, neutralize them. I think Levi still has another gear to go. It was fine, but there was moments in the game, Duffer, I know, his little 360 going back into the post in the second period was one that I was like, I don't ever want to see that again. I don't ever want to see him going back to his post while doing my Trey White goalie academy video where I'm spinning in the crease. Like, no, don't want to do that. So I think there's another gear for Levi, but when the team gives up 19, it's good. And when Charlotte gives up 15 on average, it's definitely a challenge for the other team.
So Amherst and Laval, along with the 3 other remaining AHL series, resume on Wednesday. Florida and Carolina gets going in the Eastern Conference Final tomorrow after Florida dusted off the Maple Leafs, which we'll get to last night. Do you vividly remember the Panthers' sweep of the Hurricanes just 2 springs ago? A 4 game. Do you remember? I don't think you do. And I didn't either. Shame on me. Like, not vividly.
I don't remember it vividly, but is that where Freddie Anderson got hurt and I think they didn't have him available in that series 2 years ago?
Not about the goaltending. It's all about Matthew Tkachuk. Oh. In game 1, Matthew scores with 13 seconds left in the 4th overtime as Florida wins 4-3. The next game, Tkachuk scores just a minute into overtime, exits the side door, and they win 2-1. They go home, Reinhardt from Tkachuk, only goal of the game. Florida wins 1-0. Yeah. Last game of the series, the 4-game sweep, Tkachuk scores with 5 seconds left in regulation. Florida wins 4-3. The sweep is done. Carolina, holy cow. You couldn't have played 4 tighter, more competitive games, and you got swept by an eventual finalist who would the following year become eventual champion.
That was Rod Brind'Amour's quote after the series. Like we played good. Like, we were good. Like, this is a sweep, but it's not a sweep. Remember when he said that? Like, we got swept, but we didn't get swept. And we're like, well, Rod the Bod, 4 games, you got swept. No, we didn't get swept. We didn't, because you're right. Like, overtime, 1-0, and late in the game. And as you're saying it now, I remember vividly how that all went down. Yeah. I think it's going to be a fantastic series.
I do too.
I think you're getting, you know, Vezina Bob, Sergei Bobrovsky, who has looked really good in the last few games there leading into the conference final, and the best goalie in the playoffs this year, Freddie Anderson. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a low-scoring game, not game, series, in my opinion, again. But yes, before Florida got their ticket to go to the conference finals, they had to beat the Leafs in Game 7 in Toronto after losing Friday night, a very tight game, a 2-0 game in Florida, game 6. Mm. But man, get a feel for the Leafs and their fans. They lose 6-1 at home in game 5 just to see.
Why? Who would feel for them and their fans?
Well, because you lost 6-1 at home in game 5. You're thinking, we are a disaster. There's no way we're going to go and win in Florida. They win in Florida, so everybody's excited. This was a holiday weekend in Canada. Everybody was kind of, okay, let's go to the cottage and let's take the weekend to not think hockey. And then Friday night, the Leafs win. So now everybody's on the Leafs are going to win it in game 7, and then they lose 6-1 in that one as well. So they lose 12-2 in the last 2 home games, game 5 and game 7 in the playoffs.
I think you've been gone from Canada too long to remember what it's actually like. Like, the Victoria Day long weekend is not go to the cottage and forget about hockey. It's go to the cottage and watch hockey. Like, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs in Canada. Nobody's turning off just because there's maybe fireworks at the end of the weekend.
No, but I'm saying, like, so let's say you are going to cottage, and but you now you're like, ah, I got to go back in the city Sunday. I got to go to the Leafs game or whatever. Or my buddies are getting together. It just made you feel like, oh, I thought I was done with the Leafs. They lost 6-1 at home on game 5. I'm done with them. They win game 6 just to have the same type of game in game 7. I'm looking at Craig Berube, and I really like Craig Berube. He was my assistant coach in Philly when I was traded there. I think he's a really good coach. He was trying to get those guys fired up in the second period. They had a terrible start to the game. Shot attempts suffered were 21-0, 6.5 minutes into the game for Florida. And then Toronto got back late in the first. You get a Lawton breakaway, a Lorenz breakaway, you get a Pacioretty chance. Like, you're like, oh, the Leafs have put the bad start behind them. They're going to get back into it. Just to see the start of the second period, they were outshot 13-1 when there was 7 minutes left, and it was 3-0. 3-0, outshot 13-1 on the start of the second. And now Berube's trying to fire them up on the bench. It's not happening. Their core guys didn't really show up. After the game, you got Mathewson. We had too many passengers. Like, it's just, it was very, very troubling to see it happening as it unfolded in game 7.
Well,
troubling if you're a Leafs fan, kind of good if you're a Sabres fan and want to see the Leafs go down in flames.
What's the bigger, I mean, it doesn't really matter because a 7-game loss is a 7-game loss, but what's the bigger story here? The fact that they were up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
2-0? And this happened, the fact that you just said Florida's up against the best goalie in the playoffs, I would beg to differ. I think Bob now clearly is. He allowed 4 goals in the last 4 games as the Panthers won 3 of those 4. You know, quickly on the Leafs, because there's no sense really talking about it anymore, because that's what the whole summer is going to be based on, every team's roster manipulation, yes, reconfigurations. But like, from the Toronto standpoint, is it, how did they blow a 2-0 series lead? How did they replicate game five in game seven after having the game six that they had? Like, what's the big thing here?
I think the big thing for me is, how do you come out in game seven after having just played one of your worst games in the playoffs in game five and do the exact same thing? Mm-hmm. When you saw how they gave up two shots on goal in game six in the first period to Florida, like, they shut them down. Mm-hmm. How do you go into game seven and can't get the puck out of your zone? Can't handled the pressure. Like, Seth Jones was fantastic. What a game.
Oh, by the way, is he this year's Radko Gudas?
I don't know if he's this year. Oh, the Leafs killer, you mean?
This is an audio component only. You remember the scream by Gudas in the face of Wall and the overtime winner?
The snow shower, the scream in his face.
Did you hear the audio and combined with the silence of the arena when Seth Jones scored the opening goal? Oh, like, it's big.
I didn't hear the audio.
It's individual. It's, oh, this is bringing back memories of what happened the last time they met.
Well, is this year's Radko Gudas, but he's a bigger impact than Radko Gudas, obviously, in the game.
Turned out to be a good trade, huh?
Oh, what an acquisition, the Florida Panthers getting Seth Jones, maybe not just for now, but for the future, not knowing what Aaron Ekblad is going to be doing. Mm. But okay, so the biggest issue for me is twofold. One is, how do you repeat game five at home in game seven after locking it down in game six? Like, it was, you had the blueprint. You lost it. You left it in Florida. You didn't bring it with you to Toronto. You lost it. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two is, we're not talking about it a lot, and I get it. It's not on Joe Wall. But they went to seven games with Joe Wall being average in game three, being average in game five and seven, but it wasn't on him. Now, if Anthony Stolar stays healthy, doesn't take the shot to the face, mm-hmm, and doesn't take the bump from Sam Bennett, mm-hmm, is this a different story?
Maybe,
and now, if you're Brett Treliving and Brandon Shanahan, and you have to look at your roster, maybe you're thinking, with Anthony Stolarz, Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, we're okay. We probably move on. But we didn't have Stolarz. Like, I don't think the Leafs are going to do that. I think they're going to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And I would make some changes. But maybe that's their one out, knowing that they didn't have their number one goaltender.
Sure. That's, but nobody wants to hear it. And Stolarz is not a goalie that has played 60 games a year for 10 years.
He's not Connor Hellebuck, and saying you're missing Connor Hellebuck. Yes. Right.
So, and it's, in my opinion, no different. And because of how Wall played and has shown before, I think the bigger drop-off in losing a goalie in these playoffs was Montembeau against the Capitals.
Yes.
So, like, that's just my take on all of it. So, the Leafs can get in line if they want to play that chip as to why they didn't advance here in the playoffs.
And Montreal probably could have gone to 6 and 7 games with Montembeau in net.
100%.
Because, both goalies got hurt in game three. It was Lindgren and Montembeau, but Thompson. And Thompson came back and was really good, just to see if Freddie Anderson would be better than him.
It's going to be Stolarz and Wall next year. Like, why wouldn't it be? Right?
It's going to be Stolarz and Wall.
Like, they elevated. They put themselves in a great position compared to where they've been in the past.
They're under contract for next year. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean you couldn't move if you have concerns about injuries or whatever. I'm just saying, like,
they're paying $7 million for two goalies.
They may
they're
go
fine.
Into it, not unlike what Washington did this year, where they probably know who's going to be number one. Anyway, it's the least of my concerns if I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's all.
No, it's the least of my concern. And now the concern is Marner, Tavares, Matthew Nyes as a restricted free agent. Those are the three concerns moving forward. What do you do with all of them? That's two unrestricted free agent that we'll talk about in Marner and Tavares. I really don't believe Tavares will ever be available to go anywhere else. He's in Toronto, probably going to stay in Toronto for very little money. It's not going to be a problem. Unless Toronto is saying, we're not even giving you $2, $3 million a year. Mm-hmm. We're going in a different direction. I don't think Marner's coming back. I think that they're going to let... I think Marner goes. The only way Marner comes back is if you're trading Nylander or Matthews. Like, you have to change your core, and you cannot redo.
Well, what would you do?
I've said it. I know Nylander had a fantastic year this year. But okay, so here's what's on the table for Brett Treliving. You can lose Marner to UFA and not get anything back in return. So that's one. You can lose Tavares, not get anything back in return. You can explore a Nylander trade or a Matthews trade and get a lot back in return, but they both have no movement clause. So you have to not only get a partner that wants to make a trade and give you a boatload for, but those players have to agree to the trade.
If you don't think they would, either one of them?
Which one would say yes first?
Both.
Both? I think Matthews would probably say yes first.
I agree.
I think Matthews would say, yeah, I'll go.
I think Matthews would be first. It's a shame there's no team in Arizona.
No, it is a shame. And look, Marner doesn't want to go anywhere else. He vetoed a trade to Carolina in the Rantanen deal, right? Rantanen was there and they thought
Well, that maybe was because he wanted to run it out here with the Leafs.
He did, like, I mean, but yeah. I also think he probably... So if you're Toronto and you say, well, let's sign Mitch to $13 million a year, long-term deal, mm-hmm. and trade either Nylander or Marner or Matthews, I can see that happening. But if you're not going to move on from Nylander or Matthews, Marner's not coming back. You cannot bring everybody back and roll it back out there again. It's just not possible.
Let's say, I can't do this. What would a Matthews haul look like?
Oh, it depends on the team, but
yeah,
okay.
But you're three bona fide, really good NHLers. Plus whatever the picks and all that nonsense is?
I'm going to say two bona fide NHLer and probably the combination of two to three first round picks or first round high-end prospect. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this is a massive, massive return if you're going to do it. I'm not going to.
If it was Buffalo, what would it look like?
If it was Buffalo right now, it would look like J.J. Paterka, Bo Byram, or Owen Power, one of the two.
More.
Potentially Jack Quinn and two first-rounder.
I don't think Toronto's happy about that.
Because of the Jack Quinn component?
No, I just don't think it's enough. That's where I'm at in all of this.
It's a Eric Lindros to the Quebec, to the
Correct.
Flyers type deal.
100%.
Where you have Forsberg and Duchesne and Ekstahl and you have and $10 million on top and first rounders. Mm. That's what the trade for Matthews would look like. Nylander, not as much, but Matthews, 100%.
It's interesting, right?
It's crazy.
You didn't think I was going to ask.
Yeah. And look, would you do it? And you say the Leafs probably would say no. But if you're the Sabres, would you trade Paterka, Byram, Quinn, and two first-rounder?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Or Matthews.
I would.
That's okay. How about this? What if, and maybe it's Paterka, Byram, Kulik, and 2 first-rounder, because that would open up a center spot. Then you'd have Norris and Matthews at center.
No, the deal's off the table.
Because it's Kulik?
This is like, I love all the guys involved here. That's the thing. Like, This is like not me, like, oh, they need to move on. No, this is fantasy stuff here. Like, I love
this is big time fantasy.
About what other teams, all teams, would be thinking in the wake of what happened to Toronto again. That's all. That's all this is. This is like, okay, what is your team doing today to look at that team and look at potential changes in the marketplace as we get closer to the month of June?
I feel like I need to know if Austin Matthews was injured and what would have been the injury and how did it affect him this year and what it was, because going from 69 goals to the season that he had this year, mm-hmm. there had to have been a big issue. And if there's not a big issue, then I'm like, oh, there's a big question mark there. Right. But okay, would you rather have Matthews in a big blockbuster trade? You're trading 5-6 pieces to make it happen. Or go out and give Mitch Marner $13 million on July 1 as a free agent?
It wasn't $13 million, but it feels like Ticketmaster got a lot of my money this weekend, and that includes money for the Bandits this Saturday, 4:30 p.m. It's game 3, and I can't wait to be there. It's going to be awesome. It's bandits.com/tickets because Saskatchewan rebounded last night in game 2. The Bandits won the opener here in Banditland on Friday, 12-10. They were so close last night. They end up falling 11-10. This is a phenomenal clash of two incredible organizations and all world talent. Again, Saturday, third and deciding game, 4:30 p.m. in Banditland, bandits.com/tickets. Tickets went on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.